Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While Carlos Rafael waits to hear his fate, some wonder whether there could be another Codfather. Critics say fishing industry regulations pave the way for bigger and more corrupt fishing enterprises. The Catch Share program is supposed to divvy up the allotted catch among all fishermen. But critics say bigger and more established fishing operations end up with bigger shares. Janice Platt with the New England Fisheries Management Council disagrees, saying the rules are not to blame for the rise of Carlos Rafael.
The bottom line is that a regulatory system doesn't make people criminals. You know, it's the individuals themselves who decide whether or not they want to circumvent the regulatory system.
On the other side of this argument, though, is Niaz Dori of the Gloucester-based Northwest Atlantic Marine Alliance, which works with small and medium-sized fishing operations. She says the rules did make the Codfather, Carlos Rafael, even bigger.
The reason Carlos was able to do what he did is because he controlled way too many parts of the system. He controlled the boats, he controlled the processing, he controlled the shipping. None of the small scale folks have that. When you create a system where one or two people are in control of the entire chain of custody, then you will have situations like with Mr. Rafael, who frankly just got a little too cocky.
So you're saying the regulations put small fishermen, small operations out of business and concentrated power in the hands of larger operations.
That's right. And it's important to note that the effort and the impact on the actual populations didn't decrease, which is the argument that's used, is that we need to do this to save the fish and to save the ocean. And in the process, we have continued to actually increase the ecological footprint of humans on the marine environment, especially when it comes to what we take out of it to put on our dinner plates.
What do you say to someone who might say in response, but consolidation kept a lot of boats off the water and maybe prevented overfishing? Are you saying that's not true?
We haven't seen the ecological promises fulfilled through these policies. We've reduced the number of boats, but we've taken the fish that those boats would have caught and consolidated that opportunity to catch on fewer vessels, sometimes with larger capacity. We've seen a reduction in the number of boats, but we keep hearing every year cod stocks are in trouble, haddock is in trouble, another species is in trouble.
Larger operations, such as the one the size that Carlos Rafael ran, is the idea here to move some of the business out of the hands of these larger operations back to small and medium-sized fishermen?
Yes and no. I think the idea here is that those fishermen with the smallest ecological footprint have had to lower themselves to the lowest common denominator. We want to reverse that. We want the Carlos Rafaels of the world to aspire to be better and to aspire to really put the fish and the fishing communities and the ocean first as opposed to profit. We know that in some cases, some of the larger vessels, some of the industrial operations may be necessary. There are places in the high seas that I wouldn't want some of our small-scale fishermen to go and put their lives in jeopardy just because I want to eat something that is far out of their reach. So some of those boats have a place. The problem is the policies have said it really doesn't matter that they are not in the place that they should be. As long as we set a limit on how much cumulative limit on how much we can catch, it doesn't really matter where people fish and their scale of operation. We know that that's not true. We know there is ecological consequences to that kind of a theory.
Niaz, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Niaz Dori is with the Northwest Atlantic Marine Alliance in Gloucester.